Looking at old photos of quaint parts of downtown Prague that were demolished at the turn of the 19th century to make way for fashionable apartment blocks, one easily gets nostalgic. But thanks to modern technologies, one day soon it will be possible to walk through the streets and lanes of the old Jewish quarter of Prague, but of course only in virtual reality. One of the most precious exhibits at the Prague City Museum, a realistic cardboard replica of old Prague, meticulously put together by a library worker named Antonín Langweil in the first half of the 19th century, will soon be available in digital form. The digitization process is now underway right at Prague's City Museum, where the Langweil model has been displayed for decades.
Toto rozhodnutí padlo zhruba na konci roku 2005.
The decision was made at the end of 2005. A year later, we held a tender for the job, and the winner was the Prague company Visual Connection. On top of that, we have a number of expert consultants. We own the model, but we don't understand modern technologies.
Modern technologiím rozumíme do určité míry, takže máme skvělé poradce.
Says Zuzana Strnadová, director of the Prague City Museum. The Langweil model is believed to be one of the most detailed models of a city in the world. It is also the most popular exhibit in the museum.
V modelu je přes 2000 domečků. V podstatě zahrnuje Hradčany.
There are over 2000 houses on the model. It includes Prague Castle, Malá Strana or the Lesser Quarter and the old town, complete with a Jewish district of Josefov, which was later demolished. The whole model is made up of 52 parts, which are assembled together. Every time we take it apart, we need to call the restorer, Mr. Boda, who knows how to disassemble it and put it together again. We hope he has now passed his knowledge on to his son.
I'm now on the first floor in the museum, in a kind of dark chamber where a camera suspended from a metal frame is taking photos of one part of the Langweil model. With me is Jan Burianek from Visual Connection, the company which is carrying out the digitization.
There's a special capturing station here. It's a robotic-based system for capturing data for digital Langweil model. It's a special kind of robot which uses quite sophisticated movement system, including a special kind of CCD sensor for capturing data visually from the 3D model of Langweil. And we can attach that model, but we have to measure the data for future 3D reconstruction of the model. Currently, we are listening a sound of special kind of shutter and a flash lamp, which is using a special kind of macro lenses, and it uses 16 megapixels of precision and high dynamic range pictures for measurement of light and textures and geometry. We will get more than 500,000 of such pictures from that device, and we will use that for 3D reconstruction of whole 3D Langweil model. It will take probably more than 2 months for 12 hours per day to do that, and we will need the next 8 months to process the data and use a 3D reconstruction method from computer vision and near-close photogrammetry to get the 3D model, including geometry and textures. That's our goal, and the resulting data will be something like 12 terabytes of data, so let's say 3,000 of DVDs, and finally we will get the quite precise 3D model, 3D measurements for scientific people or for people from museum, and we will converge this data also for public. It means that it will be presented for public, but in lower resolution, because it's not possible to use just standard method to present it. And it will be probably next year during the spring, I think.
In the meantime, the camera keeps taking photo after photo. You feel like you are in the middle of a science fiction movie. A robotic arm is looming over a city, taking photographs from all angles. The smallest details, only slightly larger than a pinhead, are photographed by a medical camera, normally used to probe the human body. All this has to be done very sensitively because, for example, normal photographic flashlight might damage the old fragile material. Antonin Langweil, a humble library servant, struggled to make ends meet, trying to feed his family and support his unusual hobby. Who knows how he would feel if he knew that one day his work would be made immortal in this way, and as much as 12.5 million crowns, or almost $600,000, would be spent on it. The project of digitization of the Langweil model is financed by the Prague City Hall. Pavel Bem is the mayor of Prague.
It's absolutely unique and excellent model of Prague from the first half of 19th century. It has been designed by Antonín Langweil between 1826 and 1837. So if you imagine that such a model at 2 square meters offers the perspective, a sort of a mirror, how the city of Prague, the old historical center with the Jewish ghetto, Malá Strana, little side with Hradčany, if you imagine that the model offers the mirror how the city looked like almost 200 years ago, then you imagine what is the real cost or what is the real uniqueness of such exposition. Digitalization of the model is another step how to deliver a product which will be used by experts in the cultural heritage protection departments, but also which will definitely be extremely attractive for tourists, people, visitors, children, school pupils, who definitely could see the real life of the city almost 200 years ago.
Do you have any personal memories of the model? Did your parents take you there to see it as a child?
Yes. My parents, actually my mother, was very in favor of Langweil model, and my grandfather, father from mother's side, was almost an expert on the Langweil model. So I saw that as a little kid several times, but frankly speaking, it's really almost 200 years old piece of Prague Museum exposition, so it doesn't really offer sort of a modern, attractive perspective. So you don't see too much. And one of the reasons why we decided to digitalize the model is really to increase the attractivity.
Almost 200 years ago, Antonín Langweil needed paper, glue, colors, and lots of skill and patience to create his minuscule but giant work. Today, experts on robotics, computer vision, computer graphics are working with the latest technologies to preserve the model for posterity in a virtual 3D form. Prague councillors who approved the digitization project say they can even envisage computer games taking place in the narrow lanes of old Prague, sparking an interest in children abroad who one day might want to visit the Czech capital for real.